This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey.
Ah, yes, a good Thursday morning to one and all. It is Taz and the Moose as we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and make sure to mortgage confidently. Can't play a talking number to call 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
We've got Mikey B and Pete the Body across the way. AB with your updates. Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Taz and the Moose. At official Taz1Z, at Mark Malusis with AC. On Sirius, on XM, Sirius XM app, channel 206. Same spot you can find us, same channel on all three platforms. And it is certainly a good Thursday morning for myself, for Taz, for Pete the Body, for AB, as we all went with the Minnesota T-Wolves last night.
Yeah, buddy.
It was 4-1, as the T-Wolves not only beat the Denver Nuggets, but they also covered the 3.5, the 3 and a hook. So everyone gets breakfast tomorrow morning on Mikey B.
It's nothing. Just nothing Moose, like being a winner. I just, you know, we love it. We love being winners. Pete the Body, yourself, myself, even AB's a winner, shockingly enough. And, well, sorry, Sap Jones is the producer of the show, Mikey B.
Now, listen, I thought with 1:41 to go, game all tied up, I thought it was going to be a scenario
where...
Oh, I thought
we were done. Yeah, I agree.
I really thought Denver was going to cover that game. I thought Minnesota would win, but I thought Denver would cover last possession, something of that nature. You know, up three, maybe defending, whatever it might be. I thought they would cover, and game goes to overtime. And then once that game goes to overtime, I felt pretty confident that the Minnesota Timberwolves were going to secure that 8th and final playoff spot out west.
I just didn't think they'd do, but I didn't think they would. I'm with you. I didn't think they'd cover by 3.5. They let the Nuggets hang around, and then next thing you know, they tie the game up. I'm like, oh no, I don't want to buy this kid breakfast. But we won.
Yes, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they get to the playoffs for the first time in 14 years, I believe it is, for Minnesota out west. And Jimmy Butler, who returned from that knee injury, drops in 31 points. Who doesn't love watching Jimmy Butler play basketball? And Karl Anthony Towns, local kid here in the Northeast, he had a game as well, gave you 20-plus points for Minnesota. I think he finished the game with 26. And then Wiggins. So he had 4 or 5 guys ended up in double figures for the Minnesota Timberwolves in the victory over Denver as they secure the 8th and final playoff spot in the Western Conference. We win our bet. And Mikey B came in this morning and sent the clear and distinct message that breakfast will be served tomorrow morning.
Whoa, wait. Why do I have, Mikey, I have things going on tomorrow. I don't want breakfast. So I'll have to wait till Monday. Can you maybe buy Moose and these other guys?
I'd like to get it done in one shot.
Tomorrow's a bad day for me. I got things going on. I can't do it.
Yeah, so your digestive
things going
track?
On for breakfast?
Yeah, I'm on a certain type of diet, and I can't eat regular food tomorrow. So Monday I'll have to. You could do these other guys breakfast, and then
we'll do it.
On Monday.
We'll do it Monday.
I didn't have those parameters. I was told when to buy you people breakfast.
Well, hold on a second. We gave you basically a week.
Had to save my money, Moose.
We gave you a week, Taz. It's not like a case of all of a sudden we made a deck. We gave you some time.
Give me a little time. You did, but just let's do it.
I mean, you cemented that last place spot for about 2 weeks.
Well, technically, we know who's in last, technically.
I'm sorry, you're right.
Technically,
Clark
Kellogg. It's a qualifier
Kellogg,
on it, my
but
friend.
But of those
yes.
that were involved in the bet, right?
A resident expert. But I digress.
Jeff Mike, are you listening?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Can we do it Monday? What do you think?
We can do it. Mike just wants it to be in one fell swoop. So if we're going to do it Monday, we'll do it Monday.
Yeah, bro. My thought process is the tax/tip. Let's just nip it in the bud. One and done.
Yeah, that's fine. Fine with that.
All of a sudden, this guy, he loses. So he's Monday, making a parameter.
So I didn't realize you were on a diet.
Well, no, it's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. I don't do diets.
You've changed your lifestyle.
Yeah, I've been. I do certain things in my lifestyle with food, and there are certain days that I take certain foods. You see me at times. I have the black box. You know what
you
I
do.
Have going
you,
on.
Your protein, right?
I have my certain type of items I eat at
which
times.
Which doesn't work well with others around here.
Well that, yes, right? When I go into control room, there's
right.
a problem.
Yes. So, yes. So tomorrow is a protein day for you.
Well, yeah, it's certain levels. I mean,
but Monday we could be all out.
Well, I wouldn't say all out. You can be. You eat throughout all broadcasts. I've witnessed this. It's disturbing.
Well, I have an orange, a banana yesterday.
You go through every. It's like a seven-course meal with you every show. It's kind of disturbing. I got to be honest.
No, it's I eat fruits.
You're the moose. I mean, so it's a constant.
I eat fruits. Sometimes I'll have a nice muffin.
I've witnessed all levels of carbs, protein,
I'm not like
sodium.
You. I don't have a food place delivering food to my door.
Well,
honestly,
I hear you.
You are in a different level.
The delivery came yesterday, by the way.
I understand. I'm glad for you. Yes. So tomorrow you're on your specific
lifestyle diet.
Lifestyle diet.
Yes.
But on Monday you could cut loose
a little bit. Yeah, we'll go a little bit.
All right.
Yeah.
So
is that
Monday,
all right, you good? You
Monday
good?
Breakfast will be served.
All right, Pete the Body, you good?
Monday breakfast.
I'm good. That's fortunate for me.
Pete would be good on any day. We could say it's going to be delivered Sunday to his front door. He'll be like, yeah, sounds good.
That's
true. It doesn't matter.
You're right about
that.
Honestly. You're right about it. I was nervous. Sorry.
It does not matter for Pete the Body.
No, it doesn't matter. But listen, I was nervous, really, because I thought for sure that the Timberwolves were going to blow this thing in OT. For us. Not that we're going to lose the game, but they weren't going to cover. And I really thought... Could you imagine every day next week, Mikey B just picking what day he wants to eat? All right, Moose, today buy me a Beck. Taz, tomorrow buy me a Sack. Could you imagine this?
Right, for a guy that doesn't like eggs.
I know, but he would just eat them.
There's only two people I know that don't like eggs, Mike Bisseglia and Guy Fieri. That's basically it. I mean, that's the only two people.
We have a similar palate.
That's the only two people.
I want the sausage.
The world-famous chef and Mike Bisseglia.
Guy Fieri.
Yeah, he doesn't eat eggs.
You saying his name right? His last name?
Yeah.
Is it Fiore?
No, I think it's pronounced a weird way. It's spelled like
Fiore.
Fiore. No, it's not Fanuc.
Fieri.
It's Fennettel.
All right, I'll follow that. Who gives a rat's
ass? I'll just call that Fennettel.
All right, Fennettel. Fennel. Yeah, but I was a little concerned.
So he'll be getting. So yes, Bisseglia was this close to having every one of us buy him breakfast. So close, and you know he wanted it.
And the
you
NBA.
You know he was locked in.
Oh, you know. And he wants to redeem himself because the playoffs are just kicking off the NBA
right.
playoffs. So we've got to give him another chance.
We'll give him another chance. Yeah. There'll be another bet.
Yeah, there'll be another
sooner
bet.
Rather than later, no doubt about it. But as we start to pick off people that work on this show about who's buying people breakfast, Taz was first, Bisseglia second. So the clock is ticking on
the
Pete
Moose.
The Body, myself, and AB.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is.
It's going to be a special moment when you guys, especially you, sir. Yeah. Especially you. I got a special menu item I want when you do the job.
So congratulations to the Minnesota Timberwolves as they make it to the postseason, securing that eighth and final playoff spot. And it was, it was fantastic. It really was last night for the NBA because the playoffs got started early. And here is the T-Wolves head coach, Tom Thibodeau. Talking about how his team, they fought their way in.
I just told them they earned it, and I give Denver a lot of credit. They fought like crazy all year to put themselves in that position, and they played great basketball. So,
struggling.
It was a tough win, but it was a good one.
I got to tell you this, Thibodeau. I got to tell you, bro. I mean, yeah, Goofy, he's
intense.
He is, but, bro, you watch him on the sideline. They could just basically freeze frame him and use his face every time they want to show him. He's got the same expression all the time, like, what the hell just happened?
Yes.
He's always got that face on, right? Like, what are you doing to me? It's always that stressed out, misery look on him, that poor guy.
Oh, yeah, he is intense.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
He's been a very, very good head coach. Not great in the postseason. Usually squeezes the lemon on his teams in the regular season. They don't have a lot of fight left or a lot of life left in their legs, I should say, come the postseason. But good defensive coach and was a longtime Knick assistant. The defensive wherewithal for the Boston Celtics under Doc Rivers got his opportunity in Chicago and now running things out in Minnesota. So you feel for the Nuggets, who gave them everything that they could handle last night in Minnesota, but the Timberwolves march on with a 112-106 victory. Denver goes home. The Timberwolves march on to the postseason.
Bro, the Joker, the Joker was on point, though. 35 points. Dude, that kid could play,
great,
man. He could play, but Jimmy Buckets got it done. My man, that's my man, Jimmy Buckets.
31 points.
That's my man right there.
31 points. 31 points for Jimmy Butler in the victory for Minnesota. He was great.
He was
absolutely fantastic. Yeah. So you get Minnesota. They stamp themselves into the postseason, right? And the couple other big storylines coming out of the final night of the NBA regular season, number one, or number two, I should say, Russell Westbrook. He secures a triple-double, becomes the first player in NBA history to have multiple years in which he averaged a triple-double and needed 34 rebounds in his final two games, right? Needed 34 rebounds, final two games, to get his rebound average to 10, right? Ended up with 18 against the Miami Heat, needed 16 last night against the Memphis Grizzlies, and ended up with 20 boards last night against the Memphis Grizzlies as Oklahoma City wins the game 137-123. And Russell Westbrook gets his triple-double and becomes the second player in NBA, first player in NBA history to average a triple-double in multiple years.
He's
impressive.
So, yeah, it's very
anyway
impressive.
You cut it.
Yeah, no, man, there's no doubt. We've talked about Russ on this show a whole bunch. We're both fans of his play. I'm a gigantic fan of this guy's just, I think you might have said it yesterday or the day before, I can't remember. Yeah, we talked about hustle. And this guy is just all about hustle on the field. And that's what, that's what like rebounds are, right? Rebounds are all hustle. It's just like I was saying the other day, it's like a fumble recovery in football. It's like if you know lacrosse or a lacrosse fan, they're called ground balls. That's a loose ball. And you get possession for your team. Well, that's a rebound, right? That's everything to me. That you want a guy who's going to get you and this guy scores, he gets rebounds, plays great D. He's every play, dude. He plays like it's his last play. I mean, who doesn't love Russell Westbrook's play? He's the best. He's the man.
Now, he's faced a little bit of criticism over the past few days, and people talk about him stat padding. Here was him before the game yesterday at practice.
A lot of people make jokes about, whatever, stat padding or going to get rebounds.
If people could get 20 rebounds every night, they would. If people could fucking get 15 rebounds, they would. The people that's talking or saying whatever they need to say, they should try and do it and see how hard it is. Since everybody's so, everybody wants to be talking, and I'm tired of hearing the same old rebound this, stealing rebound. I take pride in what I do. Come out and playing, and I get the ball faster than somebody else get to it. That's just what it is. If you don't want it, I'm going to get it. Simple as that.
I love it.
Right. And Westbrook should have to answer any kind of questions in terms of whether he's a stat chaser, stat padder. The criticism of Westbrook has been, do guys get around him? Does he make guys around him better? Right. He's not Magic Johnson, right? He's not LeBron James. He's not that kind of facilitator, even though he ends up with the, double digits and assists. Taz, he's not that kind of a facilitator. Even with that being said, there's different ways you lead, right? You can lead by example, and there's no better example of bringing it night in and night out in the NBA than Russell Westbrook, who is a max effort player.
Yes.
Who brings it every single game, makes sure the people that are in attendance, whether it be at home in Oklahoma City or on the road, that he's representing not only himself but the franchise in the best possible light on the court and off the court. There's nothing not to like about Russell Westbrook. Now, people want to be critical that he's a stat chaser. Honestly, I look at it being more so hustle than anything else.
Absolutely.
And I enjoy hustle.
Me too. And I got to tell you, I'm not an OKC Thunder fan. I'm not a Thunder fan at all. I'm not a hater. I'm indifferent about them. But I know if there's a Thunder game on, the first thing that clicks in my head is Westbrook. I put it on because he's must-see TV to me as a sports fan, as a former athlete, as the father of an athlete. I want to watch this guy play because of that hustle. And I got to tell you, this whole padding of stats and whatnot, listen, you hear this in a lot of sports. I've seen it a lot, like in high school sports for sure. Listen, this is the NBA. These guys are the elite of the elite. I don't believe in there's anything as padding. I don't care if you're blowing a team out and you want to keep Westbrook in the game or whoever your top guy is, because that's what you would call padding our stats. Because, you're blowing a team out and you keep your top guys in or top guy in. So be it. This is pro ball, man. This is the elite of the elite. Look it. And if he beats one of his teammates to a loose ball, to a rebound, so be that too.
Yeah.
It's competition.
Right. The only way you'd be critical is if a guy is just, the ball's bouncing there, comes off the glass, and he allows Russell Westbrook to grab the rebound. I mean, that's a Fugazi rebound.
Didn't Carmelo do that? Yes, I think he did it.
Right.
Yeah, to help, to give him the,
Right, to help out.
But that's different. That was a different story.
That's different. But,
yeah. But you're right, you're right.
That's the outlier. That does not have happen constantly.
No.
He's basically like the Energizer Bunny. I mean, that is what Russell Westbrook
that's
is.
A good
he
analogy.
Just keeps on going and going and going.
Yeah.
And it does not stop. Now, the interesting thing is, Taz, a year ago, you know, we weren't doing a show yet here on CBS Sports Radio, but, you know, we're both followers of the NBA. We weren't working together. And last year there was the conversation about, well, he's got to be the MVP, got to be the MVP, got to be the MVP, right? Oscar Robertson had averaged a triple-double. Russell Westbrook's about to average a triple-double. It's got to be some kind of accomplishment. Look at the guys around him. There's not that kind of buzz this year. There is not that kind of buzz this year about Westbrook winning the MVP of the league. And I'll tell you the reason why. The reason why for me is this, is two guys, Paul George and Carmelo Anthony. I think because of what Westbrook was able to accomplish a year ago, when Durant leaves for Golden State, and there's not a lot of premier talent around him.
Like the resources and
the
stuff.
The resources around him, the upper echelon elite level players. I think everyone looked at Westbrook's performance a year ago and said, that's amazing. Mm. I mean, to do what he did with that team after losing Durant, it's an unbelievable accomplishment. Not taking anything away from what he did this year, but I think the expectations for Westbrook after he did it a year ago and when Paul George and Carmelo Anthony joined him in Oklahoma City this year, I think it changed things the way that you viewed the year for Russell Westbrook.
It's kind of hard to argue that. I mean, I think you're dead on, dude. I mean, look, when he don't have those a player like a Paul George around him or Carmelo and the hype that those guys have and then looked at as elite guys and top guys in the game, you know, I guess, you know, Russ had to step up as coach. You got to step up. You know, we lose a top guy. We got to step up. You got to step up. And to me, I don't think anybody can throw a flag if you want to look at a guy like Westbrook as MVP of anything. You know, we just not only hyped him, but we respect him as the player he is and what he does. I do think a few minutes ago you made a really good point. Maybe he doesn't make the guys around him better, but some players do that. And like you said, you lead by example. I mean, some players do make guys around him better, like a Brady.
Yeah.
Brady's a guy I always bring up that makes guys around him better. That's the first thing that pops up. But you know how it is. I'm not saying you said this, but you don't – a player doesn't have to. It's not his responsibility to make others around him better. You know what I mean? His performance is, to me, what stands out. Everyone around him should get to his – look at him as the measuring stick. I need to be as good as Russ. You know what I mean?
Right.
To your point of leading by example.
Yeah, right. And unfortunately, if everyone was as gifted as he was, that would be easier said than done.
No doubt about that.
Right. Unfortunately, guys look at Westbrook and say, I can't do that. I'll be the best that I can be. But it'd be like, Coach Taz, if you're expecting me to be what Westbrook is, I'm sorry. I'm just not going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
There are limitations to me athletically. I can't do what Westbrook can do.
Amazing.
But I understand the point that you're making Here's what you love about Russ is that the effort is always there.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, it's a long season, right? It's hard to expect guys to bring it and give it every single night. Now, they changed the NBA regular season schedule to give a little bit more time to enable guys to be able to bounce back physically so you don't have the days off scenario, which haunted the NBA a year ago and that storyline. And it worked this year, Taz, because we didn't talk about that a lot.
Right.
In regards to the NBA, what star missed the game on a Saturday night, which is supposed to be the showcase game of the NBA of any given week, right? So you didn't have that, but for Westbrook, it didn't matter about days off. He is just an athletic marvel. He really is. He was at UCLA. People were questioned whether or not he could shoot the ball consistently from the outside. That came along with him on the NBA level. And he is just an athletic marvel that is a wonderful player to watch.
I mean, when I look at Westbrook and I watch him play, the one word that comes to mind is motor. This guy has a motor that doesn't stop, man. He is just... He must be an SOB in a gym to train with. I mean, I would not want to train with this guy because you're not keeping up with this guy.
Yeah,
this guy's got to be an animal.
There's no question about it. The winning ways for the Philadelphia 76ers continue with a little cherry on the top. We'll touch upon that and change in New York for the Knicks. It's always about the future for the Knicks. We'll get into that next. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
So I want to hear from you about Russell Westbrook, his accomplishment, right? Second year in a row, averaging a triple-double. Do you think he's a stat chaser? Do you think he's a stat patter? Why not the buzz around Russell Westbrook's second go-around as there was the first go-around a year ago and all of the MVP chatter? We'll get into change in New York as they transition. And a brilliant night for a young 76er. We'll do that next. AB is in the house. First update this morning. Good morning, Andrew.
Guys, good morning. So don't let the NBA or another Yankee Red Sox slap fight distract you. This is the number one story in sports right now.
Pitch. Swinging a liner up the middle. Base hit center field. In comes Plawecki. Around third, Conforto digging for the plate. Brinson's throw not in time. Conforto scores, sliding and on at first with a two-run pinch hit single is Adrian Gonzalez. The Mets have taken a 2-1 lead.
En route to a 4-1 win in Miami, Howie Rose, yes. Mets Radio. The Amazons may never lose again. Eight
Ever.
Straight victories, pushing the best start in team history to 10 and just one.
Isn't it so nice?
Oh,
life
beautiful.
Is so great.
Right?
When the Amazons are winning, man. It's just life is great when this happens. It's
if
great.
Only an important Yankee could have, like, broken a hand last night.
I know.
Night
especially, yeah, it's true. Well, that's true. Or I mean, the two giant Yankees.
What do the Yankees have to do with it?
Everything. We're petty Mets fans.
Why do you have to be petty? Just enjoy your victories.
You wouldn't understand
you're
it.
You're
fan.
Surrounded by Mets fans, sir. Please.
I get it.
Take your lumps like a gentleman. Please.
What lumps am I taking?
Your team stinks.
They don't stink.
Kind of stink a little
They're
bit.
They're not off to the best of starts like your Mets, yeah. But it's April.
They hit the pause button on stinking last night.
I'm sorry, I missed the World Series. When did they hand out the World Series trophy last night?
Here we go.
When did they hand that
That's
out?
That's your good line. I got to.
When did they hand that one out?
They didn't.
I must have missed it. Congratulations, guys, on the World Series championship.
You've been around Mets fans your whole life. You know how this goes. We brag, we boast, and then when it matters, we're gone.
I get it. I understand.
You've seen this movie before.
When it matters, we're Bills fans.
Bilotti, why do we not have any audio of the, where's the audio of Mickey Callaway accepting the trophy last night?
Yeah. You don't have the rights.
Yeah.
It was on Fox. We can't use that audio.
The team's working on
it. We're working on that. Wise
social
guy.
Media team. Thank you.
So at Fenway last night, a 10-7 Yankee win that included a seventh inning brawl. Boston was angry with Tyler Austin Spike's first slot into second base in the third. So reliever Joe Kelly plunked Austin with a fastball, and away they went. Austin, Kelly, Yankee reliever Tommy Kahnle, and Yankee third base coach Phil Nevin all ejected. The Angels behaved themselves in a 7-2 win in Texas. Rangers shortstop Elvis Andrews suffered a suspected cracked right elbow thanks to a hit by pitch in the ninth inning. Further evaluation today. The A's routed the Dodgers in L.A. 16-6. The Cubs dropped the Pirates 13-5. And the Phillies outlasted the Reds 4-3 in 12. As for that NBA.
Wiggins to the right side. Cross court. Teague, the open man, makes the catch. Works on Murray. Runs it up down the lane and hits at the shot clock buzzer. Oh, Jeff Teague, what a shot.
That's Alan Horton on T-Wolves Radio. Jeff Teague putting Minnesota ahead for good in overtime. They beat the Nuggets 112-106 in their battle for breakfast. The Blazers beat the Jazz 102-93 in their battle for the 3 seed out west. The Thunder get number 4 with a 137-123 decision over the Grizzlies. Russell Westbrook, a career-high 20 rebounds to average a triple-double for the second straight season. The Pelicans handled the Spurs 122-98 to claim the 6th seed. San Antonio ends up 7th in the East, 16 straight wins, and the 3rd spot for the Sixers, 130-95 over the Bucks. Cleveland ends up in the 4th spot. LeBron played 10 minutes to appear in all 82 games for the first time in his career. The Knicks won that game, though, 110-98, then reportedly fired head coach Jeff Hornacek. The NFL released its preseason schedule yesterday. Week 2 this summer includes a pretend Super Bowl rematch with the Eagles visiting the Patriots. And last night was opening night of the NHL playoffs.
To the right side, Kopitar with 5 seconds. Kopitar bumps, puts to the right corner, around behind with 2, with 1. It's over! Knights win it!
The night. Knights win it 1-0 over
Stanley
the Kings.
Stanley Cup playoff hockey is just the best.
In Vegas, yes. I've already pumped up.
No, all over. It's great.
What happened?
That was
Stanley
Cup
playoff hockey is fantastic.
Oh, it's a ton of fun. I love it.
It is. It's the best playoff sport there is.
No, there's no doubt. The energy, the exuberance that it brings, we're going to get into it a little
Boston,
bit.
Boston, Toronto, Dan Rosen will join us a little later on the program. Yes. I don't feel like you guys share my exuberance to NHL Stanley Cup playoff hockey.
I do. I just don't know. I just hope that the rest of the public does. That's what I'm concerned. Once we get ready for the Natty Championship and NCAA lacrosse, we could talk that too. I love that. I don't know if anybody else is going to love it.
Memorial Day tradition.
I mean, come on. Yeah. People care more about hockey than the national championship in lacrosse outside the Taz household.
Well, that's
not by much. That's the problem.
Moose, I would agree with your statement, but I kind of agree with AB a little too. I bet you if you look at the numbers of once you get into the NCAAs of college lacrosse, I think you'd be a little surprised, sir.
Yeah, it's not close to the NHL.
Well, the NHL's been, it's a pro sport.
Yeah, no, I mean
it's unfair to compare.
I get it. I'm just saying. I get the interest in lacrosse and the national championship, and certainly I have respect for people that are into it. But in terms of just interest across the country, yeah. I mean, I understand the National Hockey League is the fourth of the major sports in terms of popularity. But if you're going to look at it in terms of just general overall best product, Stanley Cup playoff hockey, if you put away the way your misgivings about the National Hockey League or maybe that it's not a great sport on television and just enjoy what it is and the passion in which some of these games are going to go two, three overtimes, it is the best product in terms of playoffs of any of the four major sports.
Okay.
It just is. It's fantastic.
Sidney Crosby.
Like a poll.
Yeah, we could do a
Sounds like an NCAA D1 lacrosse, NHL. Yeah. I mean, the hockey's going to win in the poll, but
You don't know. Supports.
I'm a hockey fan. I'm not a hockey hater, but I'm just saying I use the NCAA lacrosse for an example, just as a point of reference. I don't think it would be close. I do think it's obviously more popular than NCAA lacrosse, meaning the NHL playoffs.
But it could win. You might be right. Maybe I'm overstating. My exuberance is too much for the country.
And Boomer Esiason should do a hockey show.
It would be great.
I think that'd be awesome.
It'd be fantastic.
I will talk to our boss, Eric
John
Spitz.
Tavares. Looking forward to his free agency this summer.
Yeah, where's he going to go? He's leaving the Isles? What's going on with that?
I think he could leave the Isles.
Why is AB here still? Is he done?
No, he's not done.
Oh,
he's not wrapped up.
My bad.
Are you done?
It could be.
Okay. Thank you, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. 855-212-4CBS.
Bro, I don't think he was done.
I don't think. There's nothing else to get to.
Oh, that's not nice.
Wrapping it up with the hockey.
All right.
And then he proceeded to rip it, so he's done for the day.
I know, but that was awkward, bro.
He's
my new friend.
There's nothing awkward about that. Stop. Come on.
All right.
Come on,
I'll bustle you.
I mean, Bilotti, can you get the pucker up sound effect when Bogus walks in the building? We asked for that yesterday.
We're buddies.
I mean, honestly, can we get that going?
Oh,
CBS Sports Radio's toll free line 855-212-4227. I know you guys are thick as thieves now. It's brought to you by Geico. Hey everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all right now at geico.com.
Thick as thieves.
Hey, it's a great line.
Speakerphone Jones in Houston. You're on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's up there, Haas?
Hey, good moment, guys. While I was on hold, I actually thought of a question I wanted to ask you. I heard, Moose's passive shot at the We Over Nation.
I didn't take a shot. I just said the We Over Nation could come out and support
a
test.
Come on, Moose.
You took a shot.
He did. It was a little bit of a shot. He's right. It was a little shot.
Don't be so sensitive, honestly.
The audience is very sophisticated. They understand. It was a
shot. The sensitivity level with We Over Nation is like at a 10. I mean, honestly.
Well, they learned from me. I'm the worst.
I understand from a 1 to 5, it's like a 10. You say in the wrong context. Maybe you don't use the right, maybe your voice breaks when you say then all of a sudden they attack.
They're all over
it. It's amazing. It really is.
They're waiting. They're ready to pounce. They wear their emotions on the internet.
You guys are like attack dogs. Well, I love the We Over Nation, and I mean that.
Well, we want to adopt the moose, but every time you know he just kicks us right in the
head. Oh, stop, Speakerphone Jones! Stop.
There you go. Speakerphone Jones. So, do you think the moose is passive aggressive towards the We Over Nation?
Oh, yeah, because what he tries to do is he just tries to, you know, slide it in there real quick. He won't actually come out and make a, you know, bold statement like, oh, you guys are a bunch of sycophants and you're a bunch of Taz fans, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, he'll slide it in there nice and slow.
I love how a member of the audience is coming on this show and saying this to the Moose. Ooh, I love the Moose. You know that. But it's really, it's so awesome.
You ever run into Mark Malusa?
So awesome to hear this.
Well, there might be a tinge of truth to that.
At least you're honest.
So,
hey, Speakerphone Jones, before you go on with your questions, thoughts, comments, or statements, don't worry. Moose won't tweet about it later. All right, how can I help you? What's going on? Hey, Speakerphone Jones.
Unless
there's a picture of Moose from SNY with his makeup lady, then he's not putting
Angela,
it on the
I love Angela. She's great.
There you go. All right. Big star, Speakerphone Jones.
He follows him everywhere.
Yeah. How can I help you, sir? How can we help you?
What's going on, brother?
Sorry. And begin.
On the Russell Westbrook piece, I'll go ahead and put this out there and then I'll hang up. Do you guys think that maybe the fact that he has done the same thing with more talent around him actually puts him more in the conversation than last year?
I don't personally. I think it is a greater
–
thank you for the call. I personally, Taz, I think it's a greater accomplishment. See, they're all – great NBA players. There's just different levels. So it's not a case of I want to come on and say, oh, this guy's terrible, because it takes a certain level. I mean, you're talking about the best of the best. Even the guy that's riding the bench in the NBA is still a great basketball player.
Yeah,
right. He's a stud basketball player. He's just not as good as the level of elite player that's in the league right now. So, but with that being said, Melo, even at an advanced age, and then you throw in Paul George, I think it's personally myself, Taz, I think it's a greater accomplishment to do what he did last year than this year. I get what Speakerphone Jones is saying in terms of, well, he's got to get all these guys to buy in this year, and they're two superstar players that are coming onto his team, and he's got to be a good teammate, a good leader, and make sure those guys feel comfortable as this season goes along. I think last year's a greater accomplishment after Durant had left.
See, I get you because he had less resources, but I kind of think this year was harder only because – and it's an interesting topic. He has to share the rock this year, right, with those other guys.
You know, correct.
That's what. So he's got to share the ball more, I guess. I mean, I don't think there's any right or wrong in it. It's just it's how you look at things.
No,
you
it's
know?
How you, yeah.
I look at it like, you know.
And
man,
you could easily think that. You could easily say, well.
Just share the ball.
But then you get to the point that when you look at it, then why is it a case that this year, Taz, it's not as much buzz? Because last year it felt like it was night in, night out. We were following what Russell Westbrook was doing. That wasn't the case this year.
Yeah, no. We
was it a case of old hat? Been there, done that? We've seen it before?
Well, then you just had to say LeBron. It's nonstop LeBron.
Well, right. It's nonstop LeBron. But I felt like last year with Westbrook, it was nonstop Westbrook. Now, is it a case of it was the first year without Durant? With Durant at Golden State, the Durant-Westbrook relationship, they've mended the fences, so there isn't that kind of, you know,
the tension
between the two players and the two young superstar players in the NBA. Does that come into effect? Or is it a case of, well, we just saw him do that, so
right.
He's doing it again. We expect him to do it again.
I know, but and like we were just saying about LeBron, right? It's a LeBron league. I mean, I'm like most folks, and you know, I know you wouldn't argue this. The guy's amazing, LeBron. There's no doubt. But we find ourselves as sports fans, basketball fans, guys like us, members of the media, people non-stop talking about LeBron. You and I were talking during the break, and I was saying to you, like, you know, a guy like Westbrook, I don't know why you don't even hear this guy's name when you talk about the great athletes of today in pro sports. Forget about basketball, just an overall. You don't even hear Westbrook's name a lot of times mentioned, which to me is insane, because this guy is arguably the best pure athlete, hardest working pit bull machine in NBA today. I'm just saying, this guy is an animal. You don't even hear him mentioned as one of the top three or top five great athletes playing pro sports today. No. But LeBron, you do.
Right, LeBron, you do. And LeBron gets the buzz and the rub last night because he played his 82nd game in the regular season. Right. First time that he's done it in his career, right? Had one other opportunity earlier on in his career, rested in game 82, and he played 81 that season. So for him, it was a check mark in the column. Now, we chatted about it earlier in the week when we had Rod Thorne on, and I asked him about the comparisons between Michael Jordan and LeBron James, right? And Jordan in his career, right, how many times did he play 82 games? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. Mm. 9 times Michael Jordan in his career played 82 games. Think about that.
Wow.
And that was a different time, obviously.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Yep.
The schedule is a little bit easier now than then. And I get everyone's bigger, faster, stronger. But it just shows you what Jordan, and he was averaging. Think about this. He was averaging in 86, 87, he played 82 games. He averaged 40 minutes a night. 87, 88, 82 games, he averaged over 40 minutes. Next year, 81 games, averaged over 40 minutes. Next year, 82, averaged over 39 minutes. Think about the amount of time that Michael Jordan played basketball, the ability to stay healthy. Everyone is celebrating LeBron James for finally playing 82 games in NBA regular season, and it was a great accomplishment. I'm not taking away from that, but if you're going to bring him into the conversation of Michael Jordan, Jordan over the course of his career did it 9 times.
Unbelievable. By the way, what Jordan played, I think, something like 10 minutes last night.
LeBron, you mean? Yes.
I meant LeBron, yeah.
That was it, right. Played his 82nd game, played 10 minutes, and got his 10 points.
Got his 10 points.
And then was that.
And that was it. He got 5 rebounds and 2 assists.
And moved on with
it. And moved on. I didn't know that number, that stat on LeBron, on Jordan.
Michael.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I mean, think about that.
And there was some legit competition around, you know, guys like Michael Jordan back in the day. I mean, he wasn't playing against punks.
No, he was not.
Some great players, man.
And the talent level was dispersed evenly across the league.
Yes,
there was a lot more balance.
Yes,
I mean, the Atlanta Hawks. There were good teams around the Detroit, Boston. There were good teams.
Yeah, you could say, like, because that clicked in my head about the guys that Jordan was competing against and his teammates, to use what you just said there, how great the league was and all these great players. Where, like, if you look back, if you're a football fan in the NFL, and you look at, like, you know, some of the great, I don't know, just off the top of my head, you know, like Jack Lambert, great linebacker for the Steelers, was amazing. I'm a huge Jack Lambert fan. But, you know, he was playing against different type players. There were some great players, but the game was different. The game was slower. I'm using that comparison to, like, Michael Jordan, not comparing the two athletes, but during their eras.
Right.
You know, the game of football is so much faster now. Basketball's a little faster, but not much faster than when Jordan played.
I agree with you. The disparity between the speed of the game is not as great now as compared to the Jordan era, as compared to, say, when you look at football in the 70s.
I don't know why Lambert clicked in my head.
If you bring up the 70s football and you watch football in 2018, it's a night and day difference.
Right, exactly.
It's a night and day difference. 855-212-4CBS. We'll come back. Jeff Hornacek is out as Knicks head coach. Names that are being bandied about taking over that Knicks franchise at Madison Square Garden. We'll talk about change in New York. We'll do that next. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Ah, yes, that is right. Change in New York. I'll tell you, the MSG brass, they make quick work of their head coaches, right?
Ooh,
so. Yeah. The Rangers lost their final game of the regular season on a Saturday, right? Their head coach at the time, Alain Vigneault, who signed a contract extension, 2-year extension, in January of 2017. He's going to get paid for the next 2 years. But they get drubbed by the Philadelphia Flyers to close out the regular season. Vigneault meets with the media, Taz, and says, you know, our coaching staff is one of the best assets of this team and this organization moving forward, that he's the right guy for the job. Saturday night, 11:15, that was last Saturday, about 6 days ago, he was fired, right? Mm-hmm. Last night, the Knicks play their final regular season game in Cleveland. We touched upon LeBron playing game 82. You know, the Cavs don't play many of their starters all that long in the game. The Knicks actually win the basketball game, right? And Jeff Hornacek's got 1 year left on his three-year contract that he initially signed with the Knicks. And basically at 1:45 a.m. Eastern time this morning, Jeff Hornacek was fired.
Not playing games. The Turk is out swinging the axe.
So basically, yeah. Right when they landed.
It's unbelievable. Thanks for coming.
Wherever they landed, he was basically, that's good. The team was going was going one way and Hornacek was going the other.
He's trying to get on the team bus. Like, no, Jeff, we got an Uber for you. Yeah, right. Great brand Uber. Get in the car. Go,
right.
Get out of here.
It's like when they fired Lane Kiffin at USC. Remember, the plane landed. Yeah. Hayden was waiting there for him. He gets into a car and fires.
Thanks for coming. That'd be like that. That'd be like for us. Like you go to commercial break and you're going to run to the men's room. You walk out and then you see Eric Spitz. Oh, by the way, Moose, here's your bag. See ya. Get out. Goodbye.
That's you. We throw it a break and Bisseglia goes, Spitz wants to see you for a second. And what's it about? I don't. He wasn't really telling you. I don't know. Just stop by his office.
Just stop by the oven known as his office.
You walk back in his office. It's 95 degrees in there, and you're sitting in there. He's like cool as a cucumber. Yeah. He's wearing a sweater.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my, Eric, it's the summer.
Yeah.
I like to be warm. you're out.
Well, most devils do. Let's be honest. It's very hot.
That's a tough.
Well, that's a nice. It's just a joke, Eric. He's got a good sense. He loves me. You know that.
That was Taz.
Thanks. It actually was Pete the Body. I'll tell you, that. Pete the Body said that.
No. Yeah, he wouldn't even take that one for you.
Pete goes, no.
No, that was not me.
I do not speak on that side of my mouth.
Jeff Hornacek is out as Knicks head coach, right? So the names that are being bandied about as possible replacements, according to the New York Daily News, Mark Jackson, Doc Rivers, Jerry Stackhouse, David Fizdale, who was fired by Memphis, David Blatt, who joined us earlier in this NBA regular season when the Cavaliers were struggling, Jeff Van Gundy, the Knicks' current player development vice president, and that is Craig Robinson. And we all know who Craig Robinson is because he is the brother of Michelle Obama. So, there you go.
That's
so Craig Robinson, who used to be the former Oregon State head coach, is now a part of the Knicks franchise. So Craig Robinson is also another name that's being bandied about. I don't know where the Knicks are going to go here. Jeff Hornacek didn't do a great job. Listen to this comment by Michael Beasley, right? When he was asked about the job that Jeff Hornacek did, right? He did some good things. He did some things bad.
That's like when the psychic told you yesterday, and you said, my friend, we want to have a girl. She goes, well, you got a 50-50 chance on that.
Right. Specifics.
On the fence city, that is.
Beasley went on. Specifics on what he did good? I'm really drawing a blank right now. We just got finished playing.
Oh, my God. He stumped him on what did he do good? Hum-a-da-hum-a-da-hum-a-da-hum-a-da-hum-a-da. I don't know. I got to go. See ya. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now, Beasley's a little bit of a different guy. I get that.
That's
but still,
awesome.
Those comments about Hornacek after that game last night.
Put the poor guy over on the way
right,
out.
Right. Just tell him. Be positive. You know he's a dead man walking. I mean, everyone knew he's been getting fired for basically a month and a half.
Holy smokes.
If you're Beasley, at least be kind. On the way out, he did some good things. He did some things bad.
Some bad. Yeah. You know, I have a name I'll throw at you. I'd like to get your perspective and get your opinion. I'm not saying this could happen, but, you know, I know he's new as a college head coach with the Johnnies. I'm talking about Mullins, Chris Mullin. I'm Chris Mullin, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think it's the worst. I don't think it's a terrible idea. I have a hard time. Let me ask you this, Taz. Can you envision Mullen leaving his alma mater without finishing the job?
No, I can't. But they threw a ton of coin at him, and he's obviously an ultra competitive guy. People do a lot of things, take leaps of faith for a lot of money.
And listen, money's money. I get it.
Yeah.
And I don't know his personal situation, right? And Mullen, I think.
Well, I know what town he lives in. He's doing okay.
Right.
He lives on Long Island. He's
right. But I will say this, watching that press conference when he got introduced as St. John's head coach, Taz, and he talked about the pride of being a member of St. John's, bringing the Johnnies back, Karnisecca, everything that I have a hard time where he has not finished the job at St. John's, him leaving and turning his back on St. John's.
Be a great story, though.
It would be.
A real New York story. Very New York-centric story.
It would
story,
be a very, very New York-centric very story. New York. So the Knicks are looking for a new head coach as Jeff Hornacek is out. Baseball fighting and ice cream licking.
What the?
Taz of the Moose with you. We'll get to that next. CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.